And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing really well. I mean, I tell you, springtime agrees with me. I think I love seeing the flowers and the azaleas and everything blooming down here. I'm in fine form. It's also beautiful and warm and sunny, so that's awfully nice.
Sneeze.
Oh, well, yeah, let's forget about the 1507 or whatever pollen count. Yeah, luckily I don't suffer from allergies, and I know so many people do. So those who stayed inside with the windows closed and taking the antihistamines, and everyone else who worked on the challenge last week. Would you first repeat it for us?
Yes, it came from listener George Bredehorn of Wontaw, New York. I said, write out the alphabet from A to Z, left to right. Think of a familiar six-letter word whose letters are in alphabetical order, reading from left to right, although obviously not consecutively. I said, cross out these six letters. Now, from those that remain, find a familiar five-letter word whose letters are in alphabetical order, reading from left to right. Remove these. Then find successively a familiar four-letter word, a three-letter word, and a two-letter word, each reading left to right, and never repeating any previously used letters.
Well, what answer did you come up with?
My answer was chintz, began with chintz, C-H-I-N-T-Z, then demos, D-E-M-O-S, flux, pry, and aw, A-W. George Bredehorn had chimps, C-H-I-M-P-S, blowy, deft, new, G-N-U, and axe. And among the many other answers we got, my favorite was chimps, begot, flux, dry, and an, A-N. Very pretty.
Can you imagine making a sentence out of those five words? Wonderful. This was tough. We only received about 200 correct entries to this week's challenge, and our randomly chosen winner is Roger Barkin. He joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve this?
Worked on it for 20, 25 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. Are you a longtime puzzle player?
Absolutely. 3-4 years now.
No kidding. What do you do in Cambridge?
I'm a student at Harvard University.
Oh, no kidding. What year are you in?
I'm a senior.
Graduating this year?
Absolutely.
Oh, well done. Caps in the air. Will, please meet Roger. Roger, meet Will. Let's play.
Hi, Roger. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, take one of its letters and replace it with three consecutive letters of the alphabet to form a new word. For example, if I said thin, T-H-I-N, you would change the N to R-S-T to make thirst. And here's a hint. It's always a consonant that's changed. Here's number one, Alan, A-L-A-N.
Afghan,
excellent.
Whoa.
Number two, K-G, C-A-G-Y. And I'm willing to provide hints if they're needed. Which letter do you think gets changed?
N-O-P.
There you go. Bravo, Leanne.
Canopy.
Canopy is right.
I don't believe it.
Try this. Vault. Vault. V-A-U-L-T.
Default.
Default. Oh. So fast. Padre, P-A-D-R-E. And what letter do you think gets changed?
Maybe the D?
The D is right.
Pasture.
Pasture, excellent.
Ooh, nice.
Winks, W-I-N-K-S.
Hijinks.
Hijinks, excellent. Caress, C-A-R-E-S-S. Which letter do you think?
Maybe the first S?
No.
No?
I was thinking the last S.
No.
Oh, well, then we've eliminated that.
We've
only got two other consonants in the word.
Would it be the R?
Yes.
Okay.
Caress.
I'll give you a hint. It's
Calmness
is right. Calmness.
Tricky.
Good job. Of course it's tricky. Here's your next one. Pendant. P-E-N-D-A-N-T.
Defendant.
Oh, God, you're good.
You are good.
Dump. D-U-M-P.
Dump. Dust up.
Dust up, yes. And your last one is toot, as in the French toot. T-O-U-T-E. Which T do you think it is?
The first one?
Nope.
No. I guess the second one, then. Tuffy.
Tuffy is correct.
Crying here. Oh, my goodness, Roger. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure for me.
Ay, ay, ay. That was just amazing. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia. You can use it for your graduate work, I'm sure. Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Tell us your public radio station.
WBUR Boston.
You are, as the young folks say, da bomb. You are wonderful.
Well,
Roger,
thank you so much.
Good luck at your commencement, and thanks for playing.
Thanks.
All righty. Oh, Will, please, something very, very gentle now for everyone.
Well, I have had a couple of hardish puzzles recently, so here's an easier one. Take the word pansies, P-A-N-S-I-E-S, that first letter is P as in Peter. Rearrange these seven letters to spell two words that are opposites. For example, you could rearrange pansies to spell sip and sane, but these words aren't opposites. So again, pansies, rearrange the seven letters to spell two opposites. What words are they?
When you know, put that answer down on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Great puzzle today, Will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.